Hello all sentient beings and welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, where we talk about all news, comics, and media related to the Transformers. On this episode of Transmissions Alt Mode, we review Transformers Cyberverse. Hasbro shows off some new Transformers licensed products at the Brand Licensing Europe Expo, and we have some Transformers trading card game news right out of New York Comic Con. Today is Friday, October 11th, 2019, and this is episode 150 of Transmissions Alt Mode.
Welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, the podcast that loves watching hours of robot fails on VidStation. I'm your host Charles, aka Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team, Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
I have been mistaken for more than one person before. Let's talk Transformers.
All right. That was not my intention, Daryl, but you're just so powerful and dynamic that you can do the work of a team by yourself.
That's what I was getting at. I wasn't saying you were you referring to my size, Charles? I would say no. That's spacious coming from you. Like that's not right. I may take up a large amount of space, but I take offense to you referencing my size just because you're thin.
But I didn't do that.
Just because you're thin now, Charles. I can't handle this. No, not this. I can't do this now. Let's just talk some Transformers and let's do that later.
Joke fail. All right. As always, we start off the show with thanking our Donatrions, those lovely people who give us money on Patreon and PayPal. You guys keep the show going. You guys are more reliable than Jeremy and Yoshi. So thank you for that. And we really appreciate it. So thanks for all your contributions. And if you'd like to add to that contribution, just go to transmissionspodcast.com/support. And that's how you can help us out. You can also help us out by buying some merchandise from our TeePublic store at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. And you can get some cool designs. You can also check out our friend K-Girl store. Her store is at teepublic.com/user/superstarK. And she also has some cool designs, and she's helped us out lots in the past and present and future, I think. All right. Again, we want to remind you about our 6th anniversary contest. Go to transmissionspodcast.com/6 years, the number 6 years. Fill out that survey, and you will enter to win. Tell us some of your favorite moments from the Transmissions Podcast over the last few years. And the winners will be selected at random from all the entries you receive by October 27th, the last day of TFCon DC. The grand prize winner will receive a Respect the Prime Decepticon Purple Vinyl LP, a Respect the Prime Constructor Cold EP CD, and one Transmissions t-shirt of their choice. The runners-up will all receive Respect the Prime Constructor Cold EP CDs. Get your entries in. You've got a little bit of time left, but you know, it's still the odds of winning are very much in your favor because not a lot of people have entered, but you've still got time. Before we get into the rest of the show, I do want to remind you that Empire of Rust episode 8 will be out this Monday, October 14th. So just a couple of days from now, right after the weekend, October 14th, episode 8. Check out the first and only Transformers RPG live play podcast run by our show producer, editor extraordinaire, Mike, and his friends up in New England. So check that out. It's a very cool show. Lots of awesome acting and D&D stuff going on there. Enjoy. All right. So now let's talk about some comics news. All right, well, at New York Comic Con, IDW did have a panel. Jeremy was there. The stuff they talked about in the IDW panel for Transformers was not really all that new. There was a few more details given about the upcoming Transformers Galaxies issues, but mostly stuff we'd heard before. But we did get a couple of tidbits. First, after the Constructicons arc that will end in issue 4, we'll have Cliffjumper take the spotlight in Transformers Galaxies issues 5 and 6. And it was previously reported this is going to be written by Cohen Edenfield, and Kate Leth. But the artist, I don't think, had been announced yet. So now we know Anna Malkova is doing the cover art, and Alex Milne and Josh Perez are doing the interiors. So another Alex Milne joint with his partner in crime on colors, Josh Perez. So that's an awesome team. I'm really excited to see them coming back.
And Alex Milne art.
Exactly. My thoughts exactly. So that will be in January and February of next year. Stay tuned for that. Next, the issues 7, 8, and 9 is the next arc in Transformers Galaxies. And this was also previously announced at San Diego that we're going to get Sam Maggs, and the artist is Umi Miao. For this arc, and this arc is focusing on RC, Greenlight, and their new mentee, who we didn't have a name before, but now it looks like the name for this new character is going to be Gage. So RC and Greenlight are established characters. RC, we've seen Greenlight in the main series. RC, I think we've seen like in a very wide background shot, but we haven't seen her up close yet. But they're kind of a couple, apparently, in the new series. And they are raising their new child, Gage, who's the newly forged Cybertronian, who was forged right after Rubble. So, yeah, looking forward to that. And then lastly, we got some more information about the next arc that was featuring Ultra Magnus. And this is Transformers Galaxies number 10. This is going to be written by friend of the show, Brandon Easton. And now we know art is going to be Andrew Griffith, and colors by Thomas Deere. Also friends of the show, as far as I know. I think they are. So it's great to see them all teaming up, and looking forward to that. So we've got the first 10 issues of Transformers Galaxies all sorted out. But as I said, we don't get we didn't get anything beyond that at New York Comic Con. But knowing a little bit more about the art teams was cool.
Mm-hmm.
All people we like.
Yeah. This series was always, you know, always talked about as it was kind of like not a reboot of Spotlight, but kind of a Spotlight, kind of not, but it's basically taking on a particular character or characters and, you know, telling a specific story about them. And I've always been a fan of Spotlight issues, the way that they used to do them. And anything similar to that is really good in my books. I love to get more character development through these really quick little short series, personally for me, these little small little jumps would be where I would like to see, you know, some of the newer artists get their shot, right? That's, you know, something that I would prefer to have. If somebody's going to, you know, test the waters and, you know, see if they can, you know, do it, put them in these small little two shots or one shot or something like that. I still love seeing the artists that we're getting on them, get to come back and do some more work.
Yeah, that's definitely a good point. Giving some new artists some time to shine. I guess we do, for the RC Greenlight arc, we do have a new, I mean, she's done a couple of things already, but Umi Miao is a relatively newer artist. She hasn't done, I don't think she's done interiors on Transformers yet. I think she's only done covers so far. So
mm-hmm.
I think that's, definitely I agree that, using this as a way to try out new artists would be good. And also it gives you a chance for new writers too. So, I mean, it looks like every arc is going to have a different writer. So that's nice.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, and I think, I guess one last thing with Brandon Easton's Ultra Magnus, it doesn't say how many issues it's going to continue. I think it's not going to be just one issue. So I guess we'll see, but we won't, they'll probably announce that later on. Let's move on to our review this week. All right. Well, we don't have a new Transformers comic this week, so we thought it would be a good to jump back into Transformers Cyberverse. So we've got Cyberverse season 2 has started up. The first 5 episodes of season 2 have been released everywhere. I think everyone's had a chance to see it. I mean, you can get all the episodes if you know the right people, know the right places to look on the internet, but officially, we only have the first 5 episodes out.
Hey,
so.
Hey. I hear you want some Cyberverse episodes. I can hook you up.
Not on mic. I'll talk to you later.
I thought this line was secure.
No. This is a public podcast that anyone can download.
Oh shit.
All right. we had a quick visit from. Deep throat Yoshi, but
gross.
Daryl, you're gonna lead us through the first 5 episodes of Cyberverse season 2.
Yeah, that's right, Charles, I am. And the 5th one just got put up on YouTube for you Americans. So we're going to tackle that one anyway. So if you've been waiting to watch it on YouTube, it's there. Go watch it right now because we're going to talk about it in our review. So these are Cyberverse episodes 1 through 5, season 2. So let's get into it here. Episodes 1 and 2 are really one episode. So if you're watching the series, you'll probably find that episodes 1 and 2 kind of continue a very similar storyline. You can watch them, one right after the other without really losing much. And that's quite good. So episode 1 is entitled Sea of Tranquility, and episode 2 is entitled Bad Moon Rising. So right off the hop, we are joining the Autobots and the Decepticons on the moon, and they are in the midst of a battle, which I have no problem with. And they are fighting each other, trying to get a hold of, trying to get into the Decepticon base. The Autobots are trying to get into the base on the moon because the Decepticons have established a plan. They are trying to destroy planet Earth with what is a beam or some kind of laser. They're going to just blow up the world. So that is easily thwarted by Optimus and his Autobots. But Shockwave has a secondary plan. He's going to turn on the moon's rockets and just drive the moon into the planet to destroy it. So that's kind of interesting. But the secondary plot of this entire thing is that Starscream is treated very poorly in this episode by Megatron. Also, Starscream does something very Starscreamy to get treated poorly. But Megatron doesn't take it like he would have in G1. So Megatron puts him in his place and, he doesn't, Starscream really doesn't, take too kindly to being put in his place. And it's quite an interesting kind of resolution to that problem. After that, essentially Megatron beats Starscream to hell. And that's, where I'm going to leave that one. I don't want to spoil too much of these because they're very quick. There's not a lot information in all of these episodes, but I still want you to watch them. The third episode we're going to talk about is called The Visitor. And this one is really quite fun. There's not too much kind of character building in this one. It's just I don't think we've ever met Wheeljack before. So we meet Wheeljack in this episode and we get to see that he's a crazy scientist inventor. And he has a couple inventions that he's kind of throwing around. And one of them is this super powerful Energon. And Grimlock decides to drink all of it. And it throws Grimlock kind of into like a super fast state. I'm trying to think of like a cartoon, like a Road Runner kind of thing. So he's running around the base very fast, and they're trying to stop him. The rest of the Autobots are trying to stop him, and hilarity ensues because he can't stop running, and that's kind of fun. And that takes up like 90% of the episode. But the one thing that we do kind of see is that something that kind of caught Bumblebee's eye at the end of the second episode was something on the moon now, or some creature on the moon. Now, we do see it again here in the third episode, and that is Cheetor. We do see Cheetor for the first time, really, in episode 3. We only caught a glimpse of him in episode 2. Moving on to episode 4, this one is entitled Bring Me the Spark of Optimus Prime. This one here is... we get to learn a lot more about Cheetor and a little bit more about... actually, no, that's wrong. This is the next one's a little bit more about Cheetor. Sorry. So in episode 4 is Bring Me the Spark of Optimus Prime. This one is kind of funny because it starts off and you get Megatron is making a video to broadcast to planet Earth. And that's to kind of show that, you know, him and his Decepticons are honoring Starscream for his service to the Decepticons because he's not around anymore. It's all a big farce because obviously there was a reason why he's not there. They had an issue. Once the video is done, the two Decepticons that kind of seem to make, the two Decepticons that seem to pair up most times during the season is, I cannot remember their names.
Lockdown and Clobber?
Yes. So Lockdown and Clobber. And these, if I didn't know better, I'd say Clobber was Lugnut, because it looks just like Lugnut. But it's Clobber here. So Lockdown and Clobber.
Trademark problem.
Probably. So we've got Lockdown and Clobber, and they are essentially goofs. They are clumsy, and they're just the comedic effect on the Decepticon side. But somehow they capture Hot Rod in this episode, and they bring him to Megatron as a, you know, everyone's out there looking for something. You'll find out when you watch it, but they are looking for something, and Lockdown and Clobber bring in Hot Rod, and you know, he's going to be really pleased with him, and he is, and that's fantastic. Hot Rod is not, he's just playing along. He seems to find his way out of there pretty quickly. I'll let you watch the rest of that one. There's some other stuff that goes on in there. Essentially, that episode ends with Hot Rod getting away, but as he gets away, Megatron gets his first look at Cheetor. He hadn't seen him before, and now he's seen him, and he's very interested in what's going on with that. Moving on to the fifth and final episode here. This one's called Trials, and this one takes place... it starts off with the Autobots kind of, they've established a relationship with Cheetor here, and Megatron is trying to find, actually, are they establishing? No, sorry. Okay, so Trials starts off, and both Optimus and the Autobots and Megatron and the Decepticons are using the space bridge, or not the space, the ground bridge, to search for the AllSpark. They're trying to find, that's the thing that they're kind of searching for, the MacGuffin of the season 2. And essentially they both Optimus and Megatron end up in this secret area of Cheetor's at the same time. This is where Cheetor presents them both with a challenge. He wants to do a challenge of like questions, and it's kind of funny. Cheetor is we get a really good look at Cheetor's characterization in this episode. He's a very innocent character, very naive, and unawares to who he's actually dealing with. But as his challenge of questions fails, the challenge of combat rises up, and essentially, for the right to have the Allspark, in which Cheetor is the guardian of. The challenge of combat is whoever beats the other will have access to the Allspark. But Cheetor wants to show them something that the Allspark can do, and that's where the gimmick, the toy gimmick of the season comes in, which is the power of the spark, and he shows them how he can add the power of some combined technology to their bodies. So Megatron gets, a helicopter added to him, which makes him look pretty cool. And Optimus gets, just looking here, a jet. So they all get these really cool armors and they look really awesome. And then they basically just fight each other in this cavern for the power to take the Allspark back. Unbeknownst to them, something happens right at the end, and neither one of them get access to the Allspark. So that's where episode 5 is going to end, and essentially it's going to kind of take off after that. So you're going to get a chance to see the episodes after that once they are put on YouTube or other means. But yeah, it's those first few episodes were really fun, and I've been enjoying season 2 as well. Once again, it's something else I do watch with my daughter, and then I've been really enjoying it. Charles, it's over to you to speak now.
Yeah, I agree with you. I feel like Cyberverse season 2 is such it's a radical shift from season 1. Like, I feel like it's season 2 feels like. Like, it feels like season 1 was like Hasbro said, look, you have to focus on Bumblebee and Windblade, and you need to make the story all about them, and you can do whatever you want, but make it Bumblebee and Windblade. And they're like, okay, I guess. And then they threw in a bunch of stuff. Like, they threw in a bunch of stuff from the comics, a bunch of lore to make, you know, older fans happy, but they really had this mandate to focus on Bumblebee and Windblade. Mm-hmm. And then season 2, I guess Hasbro said, okay, do whatever you want. Cause season 2, they're like, all right, we're making this G1. We're basically doing like this. This feels like the biggest homage to G1 in a new Transformers cartoon that I've seen, in the last 30 years. I mean, it's the first two episodes, you mentioned how it's like this one big episode. It's like I think you could start this series and not even watch season 1 of Cyberverse and jump right in at season 2 here, mm-hmm. and not be lost at all. I mean, if you know anything about Transformers, you know it's Autobots and Decepticons, you know they're on Earth. That's really all you need to jump into these first episodes. And the way they implied there's a little bit of a time jump, and that, you know, the Autobots and Decepticons have now kind of integrated onto Earth. And the Autobots are trying to tell the humans that they're helping them, but it seems like it's just really fun. And also, the fact that the Decepticons, it was like such an, it also reminded me of G1 because of the such over the top, villain plan, yeah, by the Decepticons. Like, you know, they want to find the Allspark on Earth. They got tired of searching, so let's just smash the planet into a million pieces, and then we'll find the Allspark real easily. I mean, that's like that's beyond cartoon supervillainy, and I appreciate that. I thought that was hilarious. Also, Megatron just kicking the shit out of Starscream was awesome. I really enjoyed that.
It's great.
And then the next episodes where you have the focus on the individual camps, like you have the episode 3 focuses on the Autobots, episode 4 focuses on the Decepticons, and, you know, you get it's more of like a, you know, day in the life stuff there. I thought that was cool. And then episode 5 seems like that's where we're really kicking off the actual arc for the season, where we're getting into the whole Allspark stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, these first 5 episodes were really fun. I'm looking forward. I can watch the rest of the season immediately, but I haven't gotten a chance to yet. But I do have the ability now, so I think I will do that.
It's my daughter and I have watched it all. we took the plunge because we're not Americans. We don't get the ability to watch it on YouTube. And, for some reason it hasn't been, I haven't really checked, but I don't think it's showing up on Cartoon Network here yet. So I haven't checked yet, but my DVR is recording something, but I don't think it's right. But, so we just grabbed it all and watched it all. It took us a couple days because we didn't binge it all, but it's fun. There are a couple really, really very enjoyable episodes coming up, and even a death. They killed somebody.
Ooh.
So, and as of the end of the season, they're still dead. So that was pretty cool.
Well, they did kill off Blur last season.
That's true. So it's, yeah, I guess it's not unheard of, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I did like making Lugnut female. I mean, they call her Clobber, but it is Lugnut. I mean, it's pretty clearly Lugnut.
Yes.
But that was cool. I mean, I like that they've kind of expanded, like they've made an effort to kind of even out the male and female ratio on both Autobots and Decepticons. Like you've got Clobber, you've got Slipstream, you've got Shadow Striker. On the Autobot side, you've got RC and Windblade. I think we need a few more female Autobots to show up mm-hmm. here. And then Rack and Ruin, that Wrecker Rack and Ruin being on the Autobot team, I think that's his, we talked about this last season, like it's his first appearance in an animated show. Mm-hmm. And then Bludgeon shows up.
Yeah.
On the Decepticon side. That was a nice surprise.
Yeah. As far as character count goes, I've actually wanted to go through and just maybe it's probably on the wiki somewhere, but actually go through and see who was in the first season character count wise, and who appeared, because they've just exploded here as far as character wise in the second season. And, mm-hmm. you know, here we are. And I don't know how many official episodes have come out in North America. Obviously we're at 5 on YouTube, but you know, I think you guys had said like your DVR has gotten to 8 or something like that. So,
yeah, so it's on the cable on demand system. They give you a couple episodes beyond that, but on network television, on Cartoon Network, they only had the first 5, and then episode 6 will be this Saturday.
Right.
So the YouTube ones go up the day after they appear on, they get broadcast on Cartoon Network.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't know as far as character count goes, it's big. And like you were saying in one of your first comments, Windblade, she's taken a back seat here. Like mm-hmm. season 2, I'm not spoiling anything by saying this, but she's really does not play a very large role here in season 2. She's there.
Yeah.
She's definitely there, but this is more about the team, the team aspect.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even think Optimus Prime is in it that much, you know. It's much more about the team. Each episode.
Yeah, Bumblebee was reduced a little bit too.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, well, I mean, such prominent roles in season 1, they had to do something, right? So any role that either one of them were going to have was going to be a reduction. But just like Optimus Prime, and you're seeing character like focused episodes on characters like Grimlock, and you know, absolutely just almost entire episodes focused on one character that's not Optimus or Bumblebee or Windblade or Megatron. And you know, like the one that episode 5 there that I talked about with the two that captured Hot Rod there, they were featured heavily in that episode. Right. And
yep.
In any other episode or any other series, they really would have been reduced to very little, you know? So I've been really enjoying this thing, and it's much better than it has any right to be. And that's likely a quote from Jeremy that he would have given. So yeah, I'm very impressed with this. If you're not watching it, do yourself a favor and watch it.
Yeah, I mean, my only complaint is the trivial complaint that they make Optimus have his mouth up too much. I mean, use that faceplate, Optimus.
Oh yeah,
I mean, I feel like every cartoon seems to want to have Optimus, you know, have his mouth out. I mean, the toys always put the faceplate up because people know you recognize Optimus Prime's face. He's supposed to have the faceplate. You don't need to have him, you know, speaking the mouth. Give him the faceplate. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Faceplate. Faceplate only. But yeah, I mean, that's a very petty nitpicky complaint. But I mean, even Bumblebee's talking. There was no like deal about, you know, oh, we got to fix Bumblebee's voice or anything. No, Bumblebee's been repaired. He's fine. He's talking all the time. Yep. There's no issue. No one even mentioned, you know, any problems he had, because we're not even dealing with it. So thumbs up for me for that.
Mm-hmm. Right on. So yeah, if you're watching it and you are enjoying it, or you have questions, or if you want to talk about it with other fans, get in the Discord. We've got people who are watching it. We've got people who've seen them all. We've got people who haven't seen it at all. So get in there and chat about it, and then have some fun with other fans in the Discord. And if you are a Donatreon and haven't watched it yet, there are ways to watch it in the Discord.
All right, yeah. So that is our impressions of the first five episodes of Transformers Cyberverse. All right, so let's move on to some Transformers media news.
In media news this week, Hasbro was at a brand licensing expo. Two expos or two Comic-Cons in one weekend? That's crazy. This one was for the Play and Entertainment Company, and they showed off some Transformers merchandise, and it was like clothing and stuff. So if you are looking for some coats and hats and shoes and pants and coats and shoes and jackets and other kinds of crap, then there's lots of Transformer stuff out there for that. That's a backpack too. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Lots of that. No idea on pricing or where it's going to be, you know, found, but it'll be around. Next, we've got from the floor at New York Comic Con, we've got the Transformers trading card game, War for Cybertron Siege 2 Mercenaries. This is just a show of some of the cards that are going to be available in the set. So Mercenaries is the next set. It's Siege 2. It's going to be available November the 8th, 2019. Is this like three sets that have come out in 2019? This is crazy how fast this is coming out.
I think the interesting thing here is that this is a third faction now in their card game.
Oh.
So if you look at all the symbols, that's like a half Autobot, half Decepticon symbol on the cards. And they're all like characters that have been gray area, like, you know, Octane.
Oh, I get you. Yes.
Octane was like, you know, kind of a neutral in the G1 cartoon. Lockdown is a mercenary. Mm-hmm. Deadlock was Drift, you know, he was a mercenary, or he was, you know, bad then good.
I gotcha.
So Detritus, I don't recognize that character.
Oh, Detritus is an E-Hobby exclusive repaint of Hound. It's the only repaint of Hound that they can do, unless it's Siege Hound, where they can make Hotshot out of it. Talking G1 Hound.
And then Nightbird, of course, she's well known
for not being any faction. It's kind of weird to make her.
Yeah. But yeah, so I mean, I thought the interesting thing was that these are all, not Autobot, not Decepticons. So
yeah.
I guess that's the next series for their card game.
I'm interested to know, people can just write in for this as far as feedback goes. For people who are like fully immersed in this game, are you excited for the next set? Are you excited for Siege 2 Mercenaries? Or are you just getting, you know, just getting comfortable with what you got now? And is Siege 2 Mercenaries, is it overwhelming for you? Because for me, looking at it, this is overwhelming, the amount of stuff that's coming out here. It's far too much stuff that's been coming out in such a short amount of time. I get it. You got to create a base, but this is a lot of stuff. So I'm interested to see what feedback we get on that, because, you know, like, as I said, a person who's not playing the game, I only get a chance to look at it from the outside. But for somebody who's immersed in it, I'm interested to know how they see this.
Yep.
I can only compare it to when I played Magic the Gathering, and I was really into Magic the Gathering. Like, I lived it, and we would eagerly await the next set that came out. But they did not come out three sets in a year. You know, they were maybe, maybe three every 2.5 years. So yeah, this is a lot.
So like once a year?
Well, sometimes you'd get one in the same year, I think. Two in the same year, but there might be a whole year that would go by at some point. I don't know. I can't remember the actual release schedule, but yeah, sometimes it would seem like there was a big set, and then there was two other smaller sets, but then every now and then every year you got a core set as well. So then those years were big for the decks, because you had to a lot of stuff falling in the same year. But yeah, as far as the expansion sets, I don't remember the release schedule on those, but yeah, there's a lot of stuff out now though. Anyway, yeah, if you're into it, let me know, because I'm interested to know how you see it.
We are getting some chatter in the Discord from Quattro and Dinobot Maximus that other card games appear to be doing this frequency as well. Like he says, Quattro says they do three sets a year now for Magic too. So it's, maybe this is the norm now.
Yeah, it's too much. And then lastly, for media news, what we just talked about, Power of the Spark Episode 5 is available on YouTube. So you can watch that if you're in America. Only Americans.
But you can find it other places on the internet. I think if you know how to use Google, you can probably find these episodes pretty quickly.
Yes. If you are up on your daily motions, doing some daily motions, you can you shouldn't have a problem. Just remember your motions. Yep. Daily.
Subtle, Daryl. Very subtle.
Trying to make my point across. Just laying it on a little thick, I know, but trying to get it across.
All right. Well, that's all our media news. So we will finish up the show with a little bit of feedback. All right. Well, this is related to just what we were discussing about the trading card game. So Dinobot Maximize asks, have you guys learned to play or have played the Transformers trading card game yet? If so, how have you done? So, not really. So for me, I mean, I think Daryl, you can give your perspective, but for me, I never got into the trading card games before. So it's not something that really appeals to me. Like, I did buy the first few sets of the Transformers cards just because I like the artwork, and you know, I thought maybe I'd try to get into it, but like you said, Daryl, the sets were just coming out so quickly. I'm like, I don't, if I get into this, I'm going to want to suck myself in and try to collect everything. And I don't want to do that. So I think at this point, I'm pretty much out. I might buy like maybe one or two booster packs here or there if they're, you know, for new versions, but I'm not chasing these cards. and yeah, I don't really have the time or inclination to get into learning how to play the game and everything. So for me, it's something I'll appreciate. I'll look at how are the people doing and appreciate their enjoyment. But for me, probably won't get into it. What about you?
For me, I have played a couple games. I have the Duggernaut to thank for that. He originally got me some cards, and I had bought some cards of myself. But when we went to TFCon Chicago together, he came down with his collection of TCG, and then we played some games, and then he taught me how to play the game. When I returned from TFCon Chicago, I played a couple games with my daughter, and she beat me, and I've never played again.
You retire in disgrace?
I do. Yeah, no. I wasn't 100% on the rules. I was pretty close. I was pretty sure we were doing it right. But yeah, I wasn't 100%. So, we were having fun. So we played, she played Dinobots and I played, I think it was Optimus and Starscream. I think I tried my, the damnedest to beat her and she still beat me. Yeah. So I don't know. We had a little bit of fun. It took, you know, these games when I played the Duggernaut, the games went really quickly. And, when I played my daughter, they went forever. And, obviously we were just playing on our own and it wasn't really, you know, we were just kind of, I was trying to show her some stuff and it was like the blind leading the blind on it. But, you know, at least I'd had a couple games under my belt at that point. So, you know, we had some fun, but, it was just, she really just did not want to play and I wasn't really having that much fun doing it. And I've said it before, I'm into way too much stuff to dedicate the amount of time that it needs to get into it. So, I gladly gave it up. I still have the cards that I got given from Doug. And then I have all the stuff I bought as well. So, yeah, I might get back into it, but I don't foresee it happening anytime soon. But yeah, it's, yeah, we had fun the couple times we played, but yeah, it just requires too much time.
All right. So yeah. So sorry, Dinobot. I don't think you're going to get any new player recruits from us. Hopefully you still got some folks locally to hang out with. So I think that'll do it for this episode of Transmissions Alt Mode. Thanks everyone for listening and we will see you next time. Bye bye.
Later.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions Podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening and we'll see you again next week.